这次一年宣教当中的主要的城市，他们现在要回去就地重游，他们要做什么呢？这段经文到底要告诉我们，但很清楚的告诉我们有三点。
Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch were the main city Paul and Barnabas visited during their first year mission trip. When they went back to visit these places, what did they do? These scriptures tell us clearly.
第一，传福音，建立门徒；第二，坚固门徒，恒守主道；第三个，建立教会的领袖。
First, preach the gospel and make disciples. Second, strengthening disciples, encourage them to stay true to the faith. And third, appointing elders for the church.
我们相信这段经文不是单单简单的记录这段历史，更有神的旨意。
We believe this passage does not just record history, it also shows God's purpose.
让我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
父神，求您在我们中间亲自向我们传讲你的话。我们相信圣经里的每一句话都是您所默示的。求圣灵帮助我们，开启我们的心，切切明白您的心意。
Dear Father, please be here among us and speak to us of your words. We believe that every word in the Bible is inspired by you. Holy Spirit, please help us open our hearts and help us truly understand your will.
奉您爱子耶稣的名求，阿门。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
福音是什么？是好消息。
What is the gospel? It is good news.
我有时候对我的病人说，谁都不愿意看病，都不愿意看医生，为什么呢？
Sometimes I tell my patients, nobody wants to see a doctor. Why?
因为医生经常告诉你坏消息，说你有这个毛病、那个毛病，需要做检查、吃药、需要做手术。所以有很多病人到医生的诊所就心慌、血压升高。
Because doctors usually bring you bad news. They tell you that you have this or that problem, and you need to do tests, and you need to take medications, even to do surgery. That is why some patients get anxious when their blood pressure goes up as soon as they walk into the clinic.
实际上，有很多的医生更愿意告诉病人好消息，说你的病治好了，你的肿瘤消失了。
But actually, all doctors prefer telling patients good news. Your illness is got cured, or your cancer is in remission.
我就很喜欢告诉我的病人，说你有一颗美丽的心脏。
For me, as a heart doctor, I really love to tell my patients, you have a beautiful heart.
我们的天父造我们的时候，不但给了我们一个美丽的心脏、美丽的环境，更给我们一个美丽的心灵。
When our Heavenly Father created us, He gave us not only a healthy heart, great nature, and also gave us a beautiful soul.
神造人，在神的心目中，不单是最好的、最美的，有神的灵，人更是按照神的形象造的。
When God made humans, we were the best and the most beautiful creation in His eyes. We have God's spirit, and we were created in His own image.
但是，当这个最最美好的创造有了破口、有了污点，甚至个被造物反叛神的时候，神是什么反应呢？
But when this most beautiful creation is broken, defiled, and even rebelled against God, how did God react?
圣经里头告诉我们，不可轻视神的震怒。希伯来书第十章31节告诉我们，落在永生神的手里，仍是可怕的。
The Bible tells us not to take God's anger lightly. The Hebrew 10:31 said, "It is a dreadful thing to fall into hands of the living God."
但好消息是，主基督耶稣为世人承担了一切的罪过。
But the good news is that the Lord Jesus took everything upon himself for the world.
他在十字架上为信靠他的人献上了他自己，所以我们可以坦然来到神的面前。
He offered himself on the cross for those who believe him and trust in him, so we can now come into God's presence with confidence.
说实话，我也很怀疑，曾经怀疑，这又是人自己编造出来的故事，是一个宗教。Be
honest, I used to doubt. I thought that this was just another human story or just a religion.
这和信佛和其他宗教有什么区别？我们怎么知道我们信的是真实的呢？
What makes this difference from Buddhism or other religions? How do I know that what I believe is truth?
能证明基督复活的不单有信徒的经历，旧约圣经的预言，也有一批亲眼目睹基督耶稣受死、埋葬和复活的见证人。
The evidence for Christ's resurrection is more than just experience of believers and the Old Testament prophecies. There was also a group of eyewitnesses who personally saw Christ's death, burial, and resurrection.
实际上，基督若没有复活，就没有教会，因为胆怯的门徒在他死后已经逃散过一个地方。
These eyewitnesses risk their life to test Christ's resurrection. If Christ did not rise from the dead, why would they risk their own life to do so?
保罗在写《哥林多前书》的时间，大概是主耶稣复活之后的25年的时候，这500多位弟兄，保罗在写这个书的时候，是一大半还活着。
In fact, if Christ did not rise, there would be no church. This is because the terrified disciples, they already scattered around after his death. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians, about 25 years after Jesus' resurrection, when Paul wrote this letter, more than half of the 500 brothers were still alive, and actively involved into different churches.
如果反对的人能够找到其中的任何一个目击的证人，证明保罗是说谎的，就不会有今天的教会了。
If opponents would have found even one eyewitness to prove Paul was lying, and then the church would not exist today.
教会就是基督复活的见证。 有的门徒起初不敢相信，后来因证据明显，不但坚信，忠心地跟随耶稣，甚至为主舍命。
The church itself is the proof of Christ's resurrection. Some disciples did not believe at the first, but later, because the evidence was so clear, they not only believed and followed Jesus faithfully, but also gave up their life for the Lord.
基督的复活是教会的根基，是信仰的根基，是福音的中心。
Christ's resurrection is the foundation of the church, the foundation of our faith, and the core of the gospel.
保罗、使徒们，包括耶稣的亲弟弟雅各、犹大和许多初期教会的教父，就是用他们的生命来捍卫福音、传扬福音。
Paul, the apostles, including Jesus' own brother, James and Jude, along with many early church fathers, sacrificed their very life to defend and share the gospel.
保罗和巴拉巴在这里给我们做了很好的见证。Here,
Paul and Barnabas share a powerful testimony.
在安提阿，犹太人妒忌，诽谤他们，挑唆前进尊贵的妇女和城内有名望的人。逼迫保罗、巴拉巴把他们赶出境外。
In Antioch, the Jews became jealous and insulted them. They incited a good God-fearing woman of high standing and the leading man of the city. They stir up persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expel them from their region.
犹太人甚至追到以哥念来，挑唆众人用石头打保罗，以为他死了，把他拖到城外。
The Jews even followed them all the way to Iconium, stir up crowd, stoned Paul, dragged him outside the city, thinking he was dead.
今天，保罗和巴拉巴没有把这段经历当成失败，没有产生恐惧。
Yet, Paul and Barnabas did not look at this experience as a failure, or let it make them afraid.
他们仍要在这里继续传扬福音，因为这福音已成了保罗生命的中心。
They continued to preach the gospel there, because the gospel had become the very center of Paul's life.
现代宣教之父 William Carey 1793年到印度，经过了7年的宣教，到1800年12月份，才有人第一位受洗。
William Carey, the father of modern missions, arrived in India in 1793. It was until December 1800, about 7 years of the mission work, that he baptized the first convert from the Hindu background.
在这期间，他生活贫困，需要靠打工，还有在学校里头教书来维持生计。他的妻子更接连因为各种的打击而精神失常，他的儿子也在这当中得井力气死。
He lived in poverty, had to work in an indigo factory, and later teach at a college to make a living. His wife suffered a mental illness from consecutive hardship, and his son Peter died of a dysentery.
但他努力学习印度的语言，翻译圣经，天天讲道，但是呢，却多年来没有一个愿意受洗。
He studied the Indian language diligently, translated the Bible, and preached daily. Yet, for many years, not a single person was publicly baptized.
在这期间，有位慕道友本来要准备受洗，但最终没有出现。
During this time, a seeker who was originally prepared to be baptized, but ultimately failed to show up.
但是后来的事实证明 ，William Carey 不仅带了很多人归主，还与同工建立了20多间的教会，将圣经翻译成多种的印度的语言，还被深深地影响了近代世界的宣教运动。
History later proved that William Carey not only led many people to the Lord, but also planted over 20 churches with his co-workers.
流泪撒种的必翻覆收割。
It is written, those who sow with tear will weep with song of joy.
即将打完美好的仗，跑进当跑的路，守住耶稣的道。保罗临别时嘱咐他的属灵的儿子提摩太，实际上也是告诉我们务要传道。
After fought his good fight, finished the race, kept his faith, Paul urged Timothy to preach the word. We are all encouraged to do so as well.
主耶稣更是告诉我们，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Jesus emphasized the Great Commission, calling us to make disciples of all nations, baptize them, and teach them to obey everything that he has commanded. He promised, surely I will be with you always, to the very end of the age.
今天我们恩典堂的弟兄姐妹们面临的各种的挑战，但我们愿意在做各种决定的时候，都愿意牢记主基督耶稣的大使命。
Despite all challenges we face by our Grace Church, it's crucial to keep his great commission in mind when making all decisions.
也要学习保罗的，务要传道，因为若不传福音，我便有祸了。
Adopting Paul's urgency, we are reminded, vow to me if I do not preach the gospel.
保罗、巴拉巴不但传道，使很多人做门徒，还兼顾门徒的心，劝他们遵守所信的道。
Paul and Barnabas did not just preach the gospel and make many disciples. They also strengthened those hearts of the disciples, encouraged them to remain true to the faith they believed.
因为他清楚，我们进入神的国，必须经历许多艰难。
Because he knew we must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God.
保罗传福音不是做完了一次布道会就结束了。
For Paul, preaching the gospel did not end it after just a single conference.
在他三次的宣教旅程当中，他每到一个地方会住上几个星期、几个月。
During his three missionary journeys, Paul would stay for a few weeks or even few months whenever he arrived a place.
最长时间的是在第二次宣教的时候，他在以弗所住了3年，在哥林多也曾经住了有1年半。
The longest stay was during his second missionary trip, when he lived in Ephesus for 3 years and in Corinth for a year and a half.
而且有机会就要回去看望弟兄们近况如何。
Furthermore, whenever he had a chance, he would go back to see how they were doing.
耶稣更是和他的12位门徒相依相伴3年多。
Also, Jesus closely accompanied these 12 disciples for more than 3 years.
我们可以从耶稣、从保罗的身上深刻地体会到牧者对群羊的疼爱之心。
From Jesus and Paul, we can deeply experience the shepherd's tender love for the flock.
因为我们的主知道，我们自在世上有困难，如羊入狼群，但主的复活是我们的福音。
Because our Lord knows we will face suffering in this world, like sheep among wolves, but the Lord's resurrection is our good news.
但只有这种福音能够进入我们的生命，彻底改变我们的心，才是真正的福音。
Only when this gospel enters our lives and completely changes our heart reveals the true gospel.
什么是真正的福音呢？我愿意跟大家很粗浅的分享3点我的认识。
For the true gospel, I'd like to briefly share 3 points of my understanding with everybody.
真正的福音会在人失败之后，他会继续塑造他。
First, the true gospel keeps shaping a person even after they fail.
彼得爱主吗？
Did Peter love the Lord?
很爱，他坚定地对众人说：“对主说，众人虽然跌倒，我总不能。
Yes, very much. He declared, even if all fell away, I will not.
”他说的非常热血，但几个小时以后就3次不认主了。
He spoke with great compassion, but just a few hours later, he denied Jesus 3 times.
但主没有放弃他。复活后的耶稣在加利利的海边再次呼召彼得。
Yet the Lord did not give up on him. After his resurrection, Jesus called Peter again. by the Sea of Galilee.
这就是福音。你虽然失败，主仍然重新建立你。
This is the true gospel. Even though you fail, the Lord still rebuilt you.
彼得从前怕一个使女，但他后来在会众面前大胆的宣告：顺从神，不顺从人，是应当的。
Peter was afraid of a servant girl. Later, he boldly declared before the Sanhedrin, "We must obey God rather than human beings."
真正属灵的成长，很多的时候不是在成功里，而是在跌倒以后重新被主扶起来。
True spiritual growth often does not happen when we achieve success. It happens when we fail and then lifted back up by the Lord.
有时候神让引起我们软弱，是为了让我们知道，不是靠我们自己的热心。而是靠主的恩典。
Sometimes God allows us to be weak so that we understand it's not by our own strength, but by the Lord's grace.
第二个，真正的福音会在人患难的当中继续坚固他的信心和勇气。
Second, the true gospel keeps strengthening a person's faith and encouraging us during hardship.
保罗刚刚在路斯德被人用石头打，几乎要死。众人以为他死了，就把他拖到城外去了。
Paul was just stoned in Lystra and nearly killed. The crowd thought he was dead and dragged him outside the city.
换成今天，也许很多人都会说：“主啊，我不干了，我服侍你，为什么这么苦呢？”
If it happened to us, many people might say, "Lord, I quit. Why must we suffer even though we are serving you?"
但是保罗站起来以后，继续进城传福音。
But after Paul stood back up, he went right back into the city.
更令人吃惊的是，他还回到原来逼迫他的地方，去兼顾门徒的心。
Even more strikingly, he later entered to the very place where he was persecuted in order to strengthen the hearts of the disciples.
然后说，我们进入神的国，必须经历许多艰难。
And then he said, "We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God."
弟兄姐妹们，保罗没有对我们说，信耶稣以后就都很容易，而且是说会有艰难。但是呢，他也告诉我们，福音能够让你站立得住。
Brothers and sisters, Paul did not tell us believers that if you believe in God, and everything would be easy after believing in Jesus. Instead, he said there would be trials, but the gospel would make you stand firm.
今天很多人接受的是一个舒服的福音，就是说信耶稣是不痛苦，信耶稣就不会有失败，信耶稣就凡事顺利。
Today, many people accept a comfortable gospel. Believe in Jesus, you won't suffer. Believe in Jesus, you won't fail. Believe in Jesus, everything will go well.
但圣经里头的福音不是这样，圣经里头的福音是虽然有风浪。但主与我们同在，虽然肉体毁坏，但内心却一天新似一天。
But the gospel in the Bible is not like that. The biblical gospel is, though there are storms, the Lord is with us. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
保罗说。我们四面受敌，却不被捆住；心里作难，却不致失望。
Paul said, "We are hard pressed on every side, but we are not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair."
为什么？因为福音一直坚固他。
Why? Because the gospel was constantly strengthening him.
十几年前，一位高中生的男孩放学的时候开车带两位女同学回家。
Over 10 years ago, a high school boy was driving two female classmates home after school.
出了车祸，男孩没事。副驾上的女生当场去世，后边的女生重伤住院。
They got into a car accident on the way. The boy was not injured, but one of the girls in the passenger seat died at the scene. The other girl in the back, she was seriously injured and hospitalized.
我认识那位死亡女生的母亲，她是位基督徒。
I knew the mother of the girl who passed away. She is a Christian.
事后，当我见到这位母亲的时候，我真的不知道要跟她说什么。
After the accident, I met this mother again. I did not know what to say to her at that moment.
但她却微笑地走过来，告诉我。女儿一直是一个好孩子，是个好学生，她很爱主，和大家的关系也很好。她坚信是主把她带走了。
But she walked over with a smile and told me, my daughter was always a good child, a good student, had great relationship with everyone. Most importantly, she loved the Lord dearly. I am sure that Lord has taken her home.
她还告诉我，她和她的丈夫刚刚带着那位开车的男生，还有男生的家人一块去吃饭，安慰这位男生。
She also shared that she and her husband had just taken the boys and his whole family to dinner to comfort the dinner to comfort the boy.
这就是福音的大能。
This is the power of gospel.
真正的福音会在人患难当中继续坚固他的信心和勇气，坚信主的带领，坚信主的同在。
The true gospel continues to strengthen faith, build courage, and grow trust in the God's guidance and His presence during hardship.
第三，真正的福音会把人慢慢的变成基督的样式。
Third, the true gospel gradually transforms a person into the image of Christ.
约瑟年轻的时候有梦想，但他的生命并不成熟。他年轻的时候，他是有恩赐，但也很有骄傲。
Joseph had dreams about his future when he was young, but his life was not mature. He was gifted when he was young, but he was not humble.
神是怎么塑造他的呢？
How did God mold him?
被哥哥们出卖，丢进坑里，被卖做奴隶，被诬陷，进监牢很多年。
He was betrayed by his brothers, thrown into a pit, sold as a slave, set up by his master's wife, and put in prison for many years.
最后，当约瑟成为埃及宰相的时候，他已经不是那个年轻的时候骄傲的少年了。
Finally, when Joseph became the prime minister of Egypt, he's no longer that proud young boy.
他能够流泪，饶恕他的哥哥们，说：“从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的。
He was able to weep and forgive his brother, saying, You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good.
”这句话不是一天的感动能够体会到的，这是神。多年陶造的结果。
This statement is not something you can truly understand for a single moment emotion. It is the result of many years of God's molding.
很多的时候，我们希望神立刻改变我们现在这个环境，但神在意的是什么呢？他要在我们在环境当中来改变我们。
Often we want God to change our circumstances, but God wants to use the circumstances to change us.
神不只是要祝福我们，神更要陶造我们。
God does not only want to bless us, He also wants to mold us.
今天的我们也需要这样的福音。
Today we need this gospel.
今天真正的教会不只是人数的增长，更是要生命的成长。
Today, a true church is not just about growing numbers, but about growing lives.
真正的福音不是让人一时的火热，而是要让人越来越像基督。
The true gospel is not about making someone passionate just for a moment, but about making someone more and more like Jesus.
今天，神也正利用各种的条件来助，在陶造我们。这个过程是一个很不容易的，但神的恩手从来没有停止过工作。
God is molding us today. The journey is not easy, but God's gracious hand has never stopped working.
正如保罗所说，那在你们心里动的善工的，他必成全这工。
Just as Paul said, He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion.
愿我们所有弟兄姐妹们，不只是听过福音的人，更要被成为被福音不断改变的人。
Hope we are not the people who have just heard the gospel, but people who are constantly being changed by the gospel.
福音改变生命，它也传承生命。生命的特征是不断的成长，也要传承。
The gospel changes life and also passes life down. The characteristic of life is not only growth, but also a legacy.
保罗传播福音，他兼顾门徒，他也很重视传承。
Paul spread the gospel, strengthened the disciples, and also value legacy.
经文告诉我们，他在各个教会当中选立长老，就是为了建立可以继续牧养教会的人。
The scripture tells us that he appointed elders in each church. It is to build up people who could continue to shepherd the church.
即将离世之际的保罗嘱咐属灵的儿子提摩太，你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
As Paul was about to leave this world, he urged Timothy, "The things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others."
诗人告诉我们，我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒，要将耶和华的美德和他的能力，并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听。
From song, we will not hide them from their children. We will tell them next generation the praiseworthy deed of God and his power and the wonder he has done.
在使徒行传当中，我们深深地感受到一种属灵传承所带出来的生命力。
In the book of Acts, we deeply feel a vital life force brought out by the spiritual legacy.
主基督耶稣离开了，但福音没有停止。彼得和众门徒被圣灵兴起，继续传道。
Jesus ascended to heaven, but the gospel did not stop. Peter and the disciples were lifted up by the Holy Spirit to keep preaching.
斯提凡虽然倒下了，但却像一粒麦子，他推动的这个福音就像洪水般的向耶路撒冷以外的地方。
Although Stephen was murdered, and he was like the kernel of wheat. His death advancing the gospel to places beyond Jerusalem.
后来, 巴拉巴起来, 保罗被先请, 提摩太也继续往前行。
Later, Barnabas and Paul stood forward, and then Timothy continued the journey.
我们看见一代又一代神的仆人他会离开，但神的工作从未停止。We
see that a generation after generation of God's servant come and goes, but God's work has never stopped.
正如主耶稣告诉我们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒。
Just as Jesus said, unless a kernel of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds.
那些被圣灵充满的人，里边都有一个顽强，有一个丰盛的生命。
Those who are filled with the Holy Spirit all have a strong and abundant life inside them.
逼迫不能毁坏，不能毁灭，患难也不能阻拦，死亡甚至成为福音扩展的动力。
Persecution cannot destroy it. Hardship cannot stop it. The death even becomes the driven force for the expansion of the gospel.
使徒行传让我们看到，福音从来不是靠某一个伟人来维持的，而是靠圣灵不断的兴起，一代又一代愿意献上自己的人。
The book of Acts shows us that the gospel is never sustained by a single great person, but by the Holy Spirit constantly rising up generation after generation of people who are willing to dedicate their lives.
人会过去，但福音继续前行，工人会替代，但神的国度要继续扩展，这就是属灵生命的真实传承。
People will pass away, but the gospel keeps moving forward. Workers will change over, but God's kingdom continues to expand. This is the true legacy of a spiritual life.
去年，在 Charles Kirk 的追思会上，他的遗孀 Eric 说：“我原谅他，就是那凶手，因为这是耶稣所做的，也是查理会做的。”查理就他讲。
Last year, at Charlie Kirk's memorial service, his widow, Erica Kirk, said, "I forgive him because this is what Christ did, and it is also what Charlie would do."
从基督耶稣到 Charlie 到 Eric，这不就是我们常说的以生命影响生命，用生命传福音吗？
From Christ to Charlie to Erica, isn't this exactly what we mean when we say influence life with life, sharing gospel through life?
我们都愿意成为传福音的管道。在属灵的跑道上，我们都是接力队员，我们都应该接好、传好我们手中的棒。
We are all willing to be a vessel for the gospel. On this spiritual racetrack, we are all relay runners. We should all receive the baton well and pass it on well.
对于即将进入迦南应许之地的以色列百姓，摩西劝勉大家，不要忘记神的恩典，要专心的爱神，要敬畏神，要谨守、遵行神的话语，不要随从偶像和外邦人的道路。
To the Israelites who were about to enter Canaan, the Promised Land, Moses urged everyone, "Do not forget God's grace. Love God with all your heart. Fear God. carefully obey and follow God's word, and do not follow idols or the way of foreigners.
最后，他殷切的希望大家要殷勤教训儿女，使他们认识神的话，使信仰传承，因为这不是虚空与你们无关的事，乃是你们的生命，在你们过约旦河要得业的地上，必因这事日子得以长久。
Finally, he earnestly hoped everyone would command their children, help them understand God's word, so that faith is passed down as legacy. They are not just idle words for you, they are lives. By them, you will live long in the land which you cross over the Jordan to possess.
回到我们今天的经文，保罗、巴拉巴即将返回母会安提阿，接受他们的第一次的宣教的旅程。
Back to our today's scripture, Paul and Barnabas are about to return to their sending church in Antioch, wrapping up their first missionary journey.
现在要离开这些曾经亲口传讲福音、接受福音的弟兄姐妹们，那时候还没有圣经，没有新约，没有经过严格的神学训练的使徒，也没有教师老师，但主的真道必须传承下去，怎么办？
They now have to leave these brothers and sisters to whom they personally preached the gospel and those who accepted it. At that time, there was no New Testament. There were no apostles, teachers, instructors who had gone through strict theological training. Yet, the word for the truth had to be passed on. What could they do?
经文告诉我们，二人在过教会中选立的长老以禁食祷告，就把他们交托所信的主。
The scripture tells us Paul and Barnabas appointed elders for them in each church, and with prayers and fasting committed them to the Lord in whom they had to put their trust.
让我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayer.
父神，感谢赞美你宝贵的话语，你深知我们的需要。愿我们弟兄姐妹们都尊主为大，愿我们都能顺服你的旨意。
Dear Father, thank you and praise you for your precious word. You know our needs deeply. May our soul magnify you, and we will all submit to your will.
这祷告是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.